Hi, this is Rick McKnight, author of Living Life Above the Line, Choosing the Path of the Navigator. In the next 15 minutes or so, I will guide you through a mental exercise that I call the Daily Trek. Good news, we're going to cover a lot of ground in that 15 minutes, but you don't even have to leave your chair. And unlike an actual trek, you'll be more relaxed after this than you were before it began. In the next 15 minutes, I'm going to help you do a number of things that navigators do when making their way in the wilderness. One is they get clear about where they are when they begin their trip. Second, they identify a desirable destination. Third, they chart a course, or at least the first few steps. And finally, they do some learning along the way. If you're listening to this on an Apple iPod, you can see tick marks on your screen. These correspond to segments of the podcast. After you use this podcast a few times, you will probably want to begin the podcast after this introduction. The tick marks will help you locate your beginning point. By spending the 15 minutes required to listen to this podcast, you will have spent more time in reflection than most people do in a month. Do it every day, and you will dramatically increase the likelihood of reaching your most important goals. Just to give you a description of the terrain we'll cover, here are some of the stops we'll make. First, we'll begin by doing a brief relaxation exercise. We'll do this because being relaxed is a tremendous aid to doing the work of navigating. Next, we'll ask and answer the question, what's it like to be me right now? As a way to get grounded and position ourselves for the trek. After that, we'll briefly reflect on some of the things in our lives that we're grateful for. Then, we'll make several statements to ourselves of an affirmative nature and picture ourselves taking steps to bring about those desires. Finally, we will reorient ourselves to our surroundings and go about our activities. You can do this exercise either sitting or lying down. If you're sitting, don't cross your arms. Let your lap or the arms of the chair support you fully. If you're lying down, be sure to stay awake and don't cross your legs. You're about to hear some of the most beautiful, slowly unfolding flute melodies you'll ever hear, performed by Suzanne Teng, recorded on the Magnatune label and from her album Enchanted Wind. Remember, what you learn here is guaranteed to work, but only if you use it. I'd like to begin by helping you get as relaxed as you can. People take many approaches to relaxation, including tensing and relaxing the major muscle groups, imagery, and deep breathing. Most people find that deep breathing works for them, so let's try that. Begin by simply noticing that you are breathing. Don't change your breathing, just notice it. Take note, for example, of the fact that your chest rises and falls with each breath. Notice as well that there is a pause between your outward breath, when you exhale, and when you take in breath again. Notice that as you relax, that pause grows longer. Take in a deep breath and hold it. Notice what muscles are involved in doing so. Now let out that breath. Do this a couple more times, noticing that you don't have to tell your body when to breathe. It just knows when the time is right. Now let's see if we can deepen that feeling of relaxation. Each time you breathe in, say the word tensing to yourself. Each time you breathe out, say the word relaxing to yourself. Great. During this exercise, which I call the daily trek, we'll spend some time getting relaxed, and then we'll become aware of various aspects of our lives, our current reality, and our desired future. Let's begin by asking ourselves the question, what's it like to be me right now? By this, I'm simply inviting you to let yourself know, without judgment, how you're feeling. Are you feeling frustrated because you think you should be more relaxed than you are? That's okay. Just let yourself know who you are right now in terms of your feelings. If you're doing this in the morning and you're still in bed, you may be feeling drowsy. That's okay too. If you tossed and turned all night, you might be feeling exhausted, disgusted with yourself. That's okay as well, if you can let it be okay. Spend the next minute reviewing your answers to that question. What is it like to be me right now? Don't judge, just accept whatever comes up. Great. Now we're going to move to a different place in our inner life, to focusing on some of the things we're grateful for in our lives. These can be large things, but it's also important to focus on the small things in our lives we're grateful for. Think about your life since you last did this exercise. What are some of the things you experience in that time frame that you're grateful for? If you've had a really hard day today, perhaps the best thing that happened is that you got to work safely and back. Fabulous. Be grateful for this. If the best thing that happened today was that little baby in that mother's arms, that long line at the grocery store smiled back at you. If that was the best moment of your day, fabulous. Be grateful for it. Reflect on what you're grateful for. As navigators, we acknowledge our current reality. We face it. We embrace all aspects of it, its pluses and its minuses. That's what we've done so far in this trek through our inner landscape. Now we focus on our destination and we envision ourselves moving towards our objectives. Form a mental image in which you have achieved an objective that is essential for your growth and development. This mental image could relate to your desire for greater income, or a better relationship, or for better health, or for anything else that is essential for your growth and development. Say to yourself, I am enjoying better health, if that's what it is. Or, my relationship with my son is positive and rewarding for us both. Whatever your objective, state it in the most positive possible terms, as if it's actually true right now. Picture yourself in that future state, enjoying the benefits of that objective. Picture yourself as well taking some action, large or small, that will move your life in this direction. Now let those images go and take a deep breath. This time, as you focus on another objective, try to let the images emerge more spontaneously, like you're watching a large screen. Don't work at it. Allow your navigator's mind to see yourself as enjoying that better working circumstance, or having greater vitality, or whatever it is. When the time is right, let yourself see how you are taking action to achieve this objective. Reflect on all the positive images you've just seen going across your inner screen. Say to yourself, all this, or something better, is now becoming the reality of my life. All this, or something better, is now becoming the reality of my life. Say it to yourself. Say it again, this time more slowly. We've just taken a few minutes to do what navigators do. We've relaxed ourselves. We've been honest with ourselves about what it's like to be in our skin. We've focused on our desired future. We've also pictured ourselves taking action towards our objectives, because we know that nothing worthwhile comes about simply through passive hope. Finally, we've opened ourselves to the possibility that the world has something in store for us that we can't anticipate. And that if we're open to it, we can find value in that too. Without opening your eyes, become aware of your surroundings. Are there sounds around you? What are they? Move your fingers a bit. tell yourself the date. Take one or two deep breaths, knowing that you can take this navigator's trek anytime you wish. Each time you exhale for the next few breaths, be more aware that you are filled with energy and good feeling. And when you're ready, go about your daily activities.